Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is generally sunny today. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright afternoon, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. Jerusalem is slightly cooler but still pleasant. In Haifa, expect a mild breeze under clear skies. A warm evening is on the horizon as temperatures remain comfortable throughout the night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, just in, former U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to completely decimate and destroy Iran if it attempts to harm him. He claims 1,000 missiles are ready if Tehran acts on its threats. Also, Ynet reports that Iran warns of retaliation against Israel as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed conflict. Regional mediators, including Qatar, are working to ease tensions. Also this hour, from Forward, UK Jewish groups voice concern as Andy Burnham, the likely next British Prime Minister, criticizes Israel over its actions in Gaza. Separately, JNS reports that Senator Bernie Sanders compares Israel to Sudan and Russia. He acknowledges the October 7th attacks on Israel, but accuses the state of committing war crimes. And finally, JTA notes that the new Israel Fund decries a House GOP investigation. The inquiry focuses on alleged Israeli election spending by the group. Reaction has been swift on social media. Khaled Hassan, a Sudanese analyst, posted just minutes ago that the conflict in Sudan is unique. He describes it as a power struggle between two armed factions, with Saudi Arabia's unexpected backing of Al-Burhan raising eyebrows. RT by Amwaj Media earlier today highlights a critical decision for the Islamic Republic. The truce may collapse, leaving Iran to choose between military confrontation and long-term economic survival. From I24NEWS English, posting just 36 minutes ago, Amit Oestreicher discusses how technology is reshaping the job market. Known as the Tinder for temp jobs, his startup Extras is making waves in flexible employment. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Trump has made bold claims of military readiness against Iran. His comments come as tensions remain high between the two nations. The situation underscores the fragile nature of international diplomacy and the potential for escalation. Turning to Ynet's report, Iran's warning to Israel follows failed diplomatic efforts led by Qatar. These efforts aimed to prevent renewed fighting between the U.S. and Iran. The threat of retaliation increases regional instability, impacting both political and civilian life. Meanwhile, Forward highlights concerns from UK Jewish groups about Andy Burnham's stance on Israel. Burnham's criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza has sparked debate. With his potential leadership, this could affect UK-Israel relations. Separately, JNS covers Bernie Sanders' controversial comparison of Israel to Sudan and Russia. Despite acknowledging attacks on Israel, Sanders accuses it of war crimes. These statements could influence international perception and policy towards Israel. Lastly, JTA reports on the New Israel Fund's reaction to a GOP investigation. The group remains committed to its mission despite scrutiny over election spending. This investigation could impact its operations and broader efforts for democracy in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that an Israeli startup led by Air Defense veterans has raised $36 million. The company, Scapion, aims to address the growing threat of drone swarms that current systems can't manage. Separately, Walla Business highlights a unique lawsuit involving an 11-year-old known as Drone Boy. His song has become an anthem during Operation Lion's Roar, sparking interest in intellectual property rights. And finally, Ynet Business covers the recent WOMN CEO Summit 2026. The event focused on women in leadership, featuring top executives and policymakers, including Ynet Global CEO Sharon Shalmon Esman. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.